Locals in Grays Ferry described yesterday's partial collapse of a parking garage as a tragedy. One person died and two remain missing. Children's Hospital of Philadelphia was building the 1,000-car garage to expand staff parking. Longtime resident Shamar Pitts of environmental justice nonprofit Philly Thrive has protested the project with other activists who accuse CHOP of pushing forward with the structure at the expense of neighborhood air quality.
And it just points to how the pressure is always on for work, 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 develop, 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 and hurry up and get it done. You know, this is a direct result of that.
The Philadelphia Fire Department and other agencies have been working at the site in a recovery and rescue mission to locate the two unaccounted for people. At the moment, that search is on hold. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro joined Al Sharpton at the National Action Network convention in New York yesterday. The convention typically draws presidential hopefuls, and there were a laundry list of potential contenders alongside Shapiro. Some of the other attendees were Pete Buttigieg, Maryland Governor Wes Moore, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, California Congressman Ro Khanna, and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. Shapiro didn't definitively answer Sharpton's question about whether he would run in 2028, but the governor did criticize the current administration.
We need a national referendum on Donald Trump and on what is happening in Washington, D.C. If you don't like what you see on TV, if you are upset and angered, rightfully so, by the chaos and the cruelty and the corruption that we see every day, well, you got to get out and vote.
Shapiro is running for another term as PA governor. Skies are clear. Sun is shining over Philadelphia on this Thursday afternoon. Right now, just about 60 degrees in the heart of Center City. Overnight, skies stay clear. Temperatures drop down to about 40 or so. Tomorrow, well, if you like sun and warm, well, it's going to be even better. 71 the high for Friday as we close out the work week, and comfortable conditions over the weekend with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s.